Hey, Kingdom, I just wanted to give you a little warning that one of our live musicians had a little bit of a funky connection, so the sound quality will be a little different than you usually expect from us. I hope it doesn't distract you too much as you listen in to this powerful episode. Enjoy. This is Justin Michael Williams, and welcome to the Kingdom Podcast. This is for everyone. All beliefs are welcome here. And so it doesn't matter if you call it God, spirit, the universe, crystals, science, or unicorns. You are welcome here. This is our moment to connect to something greater. This is our moment to remember how powerful we really are. Welcome to the kingdom. We begin each session with a prayer. Let's begin. And I love this. Truth is another name for God and the goddess. That's amazing. So let's begin with our prayer. We're going to jump into our prayers. What I like to do when I pray, and you can do whatever feels good to you, is just I like to place one hand over my heart, actually placed over my heart, and then the other hand on top of that. One of my dear friends, Christy, told me about this, uniting the right and the left sides of the body, the masculine and the feminine, the sun and the moon. And I think Christy is here with us today. And Drin, we can pull the music all the way out for now for this prayer. God, spirit, universe, all that is, all that has been, and all that will be, all that ever will be. We call to you and we ask you to guide us and protect us today. We ask that our hearts be opened to the exact message that we are meant to hear and see today. We ask that you open our hearts to hear new things, to learn new things. We ask that you remind us to be grateful. Even amidst all the worry and uncertainty and pain that goes on in our lives, we ask that you remind us to be grateful. We ask that you connect us to one another beyond space and time, and that you protect this growing community from any external harm or shame or judgment that may come toward us as we forge forward with a brand new path here at the kingdom. Let us hear exactly what we were meant to hear today. Let us take away exactly what we are meant to take away today. And may what we learn today land in our hearts in a way that inspires us not just to believe, but to take action for our lives and for the world. So, jumping right in, today's teaching is on the power of being, the power of being. And I want to, I just want to make sure that you all understand what I'm saying by the power of being. And it's not about the power of doing, it's about being. And we've heard this in so many ways. One of the first quotes that I ever heard about this was from Les Brown, and I love it so much. It says, "You don't get what you want in life, you get what you are." And that quote inspired me so much because I thought it was amazing, but a little bit limited. So in my book, actually, Stay Woke, I changed it just a little bit and says, you get what you are, not what you want. Because it's not just in life. It's about every single thing that we do in the world. And we've heard this in many different ways. In the Bible, for example, it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Same thing. You don't get what you want in life, you get what you are. Oprah, who you guys will be hearing, if y'all been doing my teachings, you know I will quote Oprah over and over, says, you are responsible for the energy that you are putting out into the world because that very energy, bam, is coming right back to you every single time, whether you believe it or not, because it is law. It is law. Oprah actually calls it Newton's third law. And then this one, this is what my grandma said, and I think everybody's grandma says this, is you get back what you put out in life. The internal work that we all must do to make the outside world show up differently. And we've all seen this in our lives. I'm just going to give like a blank ass example, like a really clear example that we all know. How many of you guys have been in a relationship with somebody, got out of that relationship, broke up with the person because you thought you knew the relationship wasn't right for you, spent some time, got in a new relationship, and then a few months later, realized you in the same damn relationship, but with a different person, right? So we end up in the same relationship over and over and over. And that's because we have not changed at the level of being to show up for a relationship, regardless of who it's with, in a different way. And so this applies in all different ways of our lives. So when you're looking for a relationship, you can move to a different city. You can move to a different state. You can look on Tinder. You can look on Grindr. You can look here. You can try to meet people in person. You can meet people through friends. If you haven't changed at the level of being, then you're just going to end up in the same relationship over and over and over and over again until you do the internal work that changes you at the level of being. So let's talk about this a little bit more. So oftentimes people are asking, what defines our level of being? How do we know who we are being and what we are being? And what I want to say, and this is super important, and a lot of people don't want to go to therapy. A lot of people think they're fine, don't want to look into their old past or their wounds because it's too hard to face. And I just want to honor everybody because I understand how hard it is sometimes to look at the traumas and the things that have happened in our lives. But the thing is our old programming, and this is what it says on the screen right now, I'm going to make this nice and big for you guys. Our old programming often originates from trauma in our early life. And although those traumas and situations are usually non-existent in our current reality, we've internalized the hateful voices. We've internalized the stories and learned to rerun an outdated script that was never ours to begin with. This is one of my favorite quotes that I think gets overlooked from my book, Stay Woke. And so what I'm saying here is the old programming that you had before is what is informing who you are being, which is then informing what you are doing. But today, my goal with you guys today we are going to update the program. We are updating the program. We are going, Dren, we are going from a Windows 95 to a MacBook Pro. We are going from Mac High Sierra to Mac El Capitan. We are going from OS X, Mac OS X, to Mac OS Jesus. I'm totally playing. Thank you, Dren. But real talk, we are updating the program. And you have to be able to upgrade your operating system, upgrade your software, upgrade what you're operating at so you can change what you're doing. You can use new programs. You can use new apps. You can use new software and you can do more things, do different things, or even change the way you were doing things in the past. So that the result of those things, the result of the doing, shows up differently based upon who you are being. I see you, Alton. Hallelujah. And so this is really what it is at the level of being. And I will say, I see Diana said healing our childhood trauma. That is absolutely a part of it. It's a huge part of it, going into the shadow. And I have a feeling that's what we're going to be getting into in next week's lesson, next Sunday. But what I want to focus on today is before you could even choose how to heal your trauma, before you could even choose what to use, what to do, you need to be operating from a different level of being, because you could end up healing your trauma in cycles and cycles and cycles and never actually changing, but just in this constant loop of trauma. So we have to be able to come to a level of being where we're changing where we're even coming from in the first place. And that is what I want to talk about today. This is the upgrade that we're having today. And I know this story well because it's so funny seeing it side by side. This is little Justin. Okay, this is little me. Do I look the same? And, you know, many of you who followed my work or followed my lessons and teachings at any point have heard and know that I grew up in a home with domestic violence. Okay, and pretty severe, you know, domestic violence. And I'll say this right up the top. My mom is here right now. I think my dad is tuning in. My family has done so much healing and we have so much love to the point where I'm even open and able to share these stories in this way. But the way that I grew up was literally seeing I remember two very vivid memories. One of my mom getting slapped in the head with a remote control by my stepfather. And I was too young to do anything about it. And then my dad, so that's my stepdad and my mom. And then on the other side, on my dad, they were divorced. My dad being physically abusive because of his own demons, which he's grown beyond, to his wives. One moment in particular, punching my stepmom in the face at the swimming pool in front of everyone and dragging her. And seeing this as a little kid. And I'm telling you this, not to make you sad today, but to tell you that this trauma that I dealt with as a kid, and I know many of you dealt with similar traumas growing up yourselves, informed so many things about who I was being and what I believed as an adult. And I can talk on and on about those different things, but the one I want to talk in particular about today for this lesson and this teaching about the power of being is the belief that I had that said, I'm afraid of powerful men. I became afraid of strong men. And this affected so many areas of my life. It affected my relationships and who I was dating because of the simple fact that I was afraid. Like the true truth is, and this is how you know it ain't church because we're talking about gay love here on here, but I like have always been mostly attracted to men who are more assertive, more powerful, a little bit stronger than me, not just physically, but energetically stronger than me because I have a strong personality and I've always been attracted to that. But I never let myself date a man who was stronger than me or oftentimes didn't, because if I was alone with that man in my house and he was angry and he was upset, what would I do? Because of the toxic masculinity and anger that I saw as a child, I was afraid to stand up for myself. I was afraid to speak my voice when I saw things that were wrong. And so oftentimes I'd end up in one of two situations in my relationship, and I know you guys probably got the two situations that you have on yourself, you know, is number one, and it feels so good to be vulnerable with you guys in this way, but number one situation was I would often date guys who were timid and small and smaller than me, so I didn't have to be in a place with them to be afraid. That I knew that no matter what, I wasn't that afraid. But then what would happen is I wasn't that attracted to them, so I'd end up in this relationship where I didn't feel the passion, and I'd always have one foot in the door and one foot out because I was afraid to go all the way in and love a man because the men that I loved as a child were so violent. So that's one situation, repeating and repeating, all coming from this level of being that says, I'm not someone who can stand up for myself. I'm not someone who can get angry. I'm not someone who's strong enough to do that. And then the other option was some other times I would end up with stronger or strong, powerful men. And it would end up disappearing this quick because in the presence of that strength, I would shrink and I would get small. And I wouldn't actually show up in the fullness of who I am because deep down, that child in me that was running the show was afraid. And so you guys see how this works. And so it didn't matter if I went on whatever app, it didn't matter who I met, what I did, how I met them. I was stuck in this cycle because my level of being had not changed from someone who was afraid to stand up for themselves, who was afraid to share their voice, into someone who was able to stand for what they believed in. And even as you guys have seen me learn and grow and share my voice around social justice and activism and all this kind of stuff, that has all been a result of me changing at my level of being. Okay? And I'm sure now you are thinking of different things in your own life, different ways that you get stuck in these different traps. And I love this. Brenda said the merry-go-round, that we get stuck in these traps. We do all this work on ourselves, all this personal growth, all this podcast, all the reading, all the church, all the this, all the that. Here's the thing, y'all. If you don't change at the level of being, it's like watering a garden full of weeds and expecting roses to bloom. That's all you're doing, is watering a garden full of weeds and expecting roses to bloom. And so what we do when we change at the level of being is we take out those weeds and make space for new growth, for roses, for flowers in the gardens of our lives. And so I'm going to make this big for you just to give you some examples if you're having trouble seeing how this shows up for you. So on an individual level, this shows up, for example, and this shows up in so many ways, but these are just some examples. In our finances, we can get a new job, make more money, get a raise, but somehow after a few months, we end up back in the same financial position, the same feeling of lack or whatever, not growing, because we end up spending more, doing whatever. And that's because we haven't changed at the level of being to even know how to welcome in this new abundance. We see this with our bodies. We go to the gym. We get trainers. We do diets. We buy workout plans. We use Tabata. We use all the different apps and programs. And somehow, even though we see a change for a short period of time, you can end up, if you haven't changed at the level of being, back in the same spot right where you started or worse. And that's because all you did was change what you were doing, but didn't change at the level of worth and being to know that you are worthy of having this new healthy body. And it also shows up in our emotions. This happened to me. I'm currently right now streaming to you guys from Esalen. I don't know if you guys can see the sign here. Esalen, it's E-S-A-L-E-N. I'm typing it in here. This is a place that I hope to bring you all very soon. It's a retreat center in Big Sur, California. One of my favorite places. And we can go on vacation. We can go to a new city. We can go to the most beautiful place we've ever seen in the world. But then when we show up, if we haven't changed at the level of being, we show up with all the same anxiety and stress and everything that we had before. Okay? And I love that. We will be together here, you guys. I promise we'll be together here. I wish you could see the ocean that I'm looking at. I'll post some pictures soon on social media. And so this also shows up in the collective, which you guys have heard me say online. We can defund the police. We can elect a new president. We can tear down the whole freaking system, which I think we should do. But if we don't change at the level of being, we'll just end up rebuilding the same thing over and over if we haven't done the internal work to take out the weeds and grow in the garden of our lives. And I saw somebody already put this quote. You saw it coming. This is one of my favorite quotes from my friend Jon Kabat-Zinn, who's become a really good soul brother of mine. It's the title of his book. And it's, wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. And so the question becomes, who are you being? Who are you being? And that's it, you know? And so what we're going to do now is I'm going to invite you all into a little practice that will allow us to change at the level of being. And in every lesson, we'll have a practice. And today's practice in particular is going to be a guided meditation. And of course, I had to start with meditation because you guys know that meditation is like my jam. But like I said, it's not always going to be meditation. I'll be bringing in a lot of different things, sometimes journaling, sometimes reflection, sometimes different practices, sometimes embodiment. We might have Christy on here to help us bring it into the body. And before we do today's meditation practice, for those of you who haven't meditated before, I want you to know that you don't have to worry. I'm guiding you through the whole thing. And if you're somebody who thinks you can't meditate, listen to me. If you can worry, you can meditate. okay? Because worrying and meditation are pretty much the same thing. It's returning to something in your head over and over. But with worrying, we go to the fear. With meditation, we go to power. And I want to just give you guys some context on the way that I view meditation. And Drin, you're getting, I don't know if you can see them, but you're getting so many beautiful comments in here about the music, about how perfect it is. So Drin, I just want to thank you for being here. You guys will see her back on the screen soon. And one of the things that I look at meditation as, and why this fits in here so perfectly, is because what I believe is that prayer is when you're speaking to your source of higher power. And meditation is when you're listening to the messages coming back to you. Prayer is when you're speaking to God, and meditation is when you're listening to God's wisdom come back to you. And so we are going to dive into just a little practice together now. And before we do this practice, I want to show you guys something. There's going to be a moment in the practice where I invite you to do something with your body, very simply. And everything that I say is just an invitation. I don't have any control or dominion over your body. So as I do these things, know that they're invitation. Do what feels right to you. But there's going to be a moment when I say, okay, imagine you lift your arms up and you're showering yourself with this new energy. And when you do that, what I'll invite you to do is you'll inhale and reach your arms up and exhale. And just imagine that you're showering yourself and bathing yourself in the energy that comes up. So you can try it with me now if you're sitting there, inhaling the arms up. You can close your eyes and exhale, shower down. And if you want to change your arm movement or do it a little differently, that's fine. But I just wanted to show you guys an example so you don't feel confused when we're doing it in the practice. All right? So let's dive in to our meditation. I'm going to turn my video off so you guys can go internal and just enjoy the power of this practice. I'd like you to start by placing your hands over your heart, just like we started, one on top of the other. And Drin will have the music just super nice and slow without a lot of movement so people can dive deeply into their inner space. But please keep it going through this practice. And on the count of three, I want you to exhale everything out of your system through your nose. One, two, three. Exhale everything out of the system through the nose and come to completely empty. And now to my count of four, inhale for one, two, three, four. Hold for one, two, three, four. Exhale one, two, three, four. Again, inhale one, two, three, four. Deeply hold it for one, two, three, four. Exhale one, two, three, four. Last time, all together, deeper this time. Inhale for one, two, three, four. Hold for one, two, three, four. Exhale one, two, three, four. Now just release and breathe normally. You can keep your hands over your hearts if that feels good to you. And now I invite you, from your heart, to think of an area of your life where you feel like you want to grow, where you feel like you want to pluck out those weeds and make space in the garden of your life. And I know there might be many areas of your life where you feel like you want to grow and expand, but for now, just pick one. Either the one that's the easiest or the one that would make the biggest difference. And now keeping this area in mind, I want you to now just say a prayer with me. It's God, Spirit, Universe, all that is, all that has been, all that will be. Guide our minds and our hearts in this practice. Guide us to know exactly what we need to become, to step into the lives that we know we were born to live. Put down our perfectionism, put down our overthinking, put down our obsessive thoughts, and give us the light of wisdom. Shower us with the light of wisdom that will help us change at the level of being. So it is. Ashe, aho, salam, amen, satnam, om. Thank you. And now, keeping your eyes closed as we dive into the practice, I'm going to invite you to imagine something with me. And as you imagine, I want you to know and remember that you might be somebody who imagines by seeing images in your head, or you might be somebody who imagines with sound, or with smell, or with taste, or with physical sensation, or with an emotional change, or a combination of all of the above. So if you only see fuzzy images or you're not getting things clear, you're not doing it wrong. Trust whatever arises is exactly what you're meant to see at this time. So what I'd like you to do right now, in this moment, right here, right now, is to imagine a future version of yourself who is living the life of your dreams as it pertains to this area of life that you want to change the most. So in the beginning, I said, what area of life do you want to make space in your garden for? So I want you to imagine now a version of you in the future who has made that space, who has got the new growth, who is in this area of your life, living the life of your dreams. And if it seems impossible, good, because we want to decondition our minds from thinking in lack and limitation and move into a space of possibility. And so as you imagine this future you, notice, what are you wearing? Even if it's unclear, clear, or incomplete. Notice, are you indoor or are you outdoor in this vision? Notice, is there anyone there with you in the vision? And notice what you look like and what your energy is like in this vision. Do you hear anything? Do you taste anything? Do you smell anything that will make this vision more real? Scan around you now in the vision to take in as many sights and colors and sounds and sensations, even if they're incomplete, as you can, to fill in this vision to the point that it makes you smile. Focusing now not on what you're not seeing, but focusing on what you are seeing, knowing that it's exactly what you're meant to see in this moment. And now, with this vision in mind, I'm going to ask you a question. As you imagine this future version of you who's living the life of your dreams, what energy do you need to cultivate more of in your life now, today, to become closer to being that person you see in your vision? Just think of one, two, or three words. I'll ask it again. What energy do you need to cultivate in your life now to become that person that you see in your vision? What energy? And now I want you to repeat those words in your mind in the rhythm of your breath. Imagining on each inhale, you are filling yourself up with the light of that energy, maybe even imagining a color or a texture. And on each exhale, you're sending that energy out to the world, to anyone who needs it. Inhaling, imagining that energy bathing and soothing you, becoming it, and exhaling, offering it out to the world. Do a few more rounds on your own, and this time, weave your arms and your hands into the equation. Inhaling, the arms go up, and exhaling as you shower yourself with this new state of being, with this updated program. This is your installation. This is your moment. This is the time that you claim this energy for you. Who do you need to become to step into this vision? Go ahead and take one more breath in. Arms up. Exhale. Showering yourself with that energy. And when you feel ready, I invite you to open your eyes. This is the work. This is a part of the work. I don't know if anybody's feeling really emotional right now, but I know I am. And I want you to just feel it. Whatever it is that you're feeling, uncertainty, unsure, grief, love, sorrow, pain, joy, whatever it is, that's the old programming getting its way out. I like to sometimes sweep the old programming off of me. And the new software, the new program, downloading it. I want you to notice how powerful what we just did was. I asked you to look at who you are now, and then to look at who it is that you want to become. And then we said, what is the gap? We said, there's a gap. Here's the future you, and here is the current you. And what's differentiating you is who you are being. Remember, you get what you are, not what you want. And so the question that I asked you in that practice is, who do you need to become? Notice I didn't ask, what do you need to do? What workout do you need to do? What thing do you need to do? I said, who do you need to be on an energetic level? And so this leads me perfectly into our next section, which is about your power action, which we'll have every single week. And your power action is an action that you will take this week, that you will commit to taking this week, to help take you forward in the direction of who it is that you want to become. Okay? And this is the action that I'm going to invite you into. And I want to actually say one thing. I'm saying commitment. I love this, not being judgmental. That's perfect. Hey, I'm going to say something. Cosmalinda, instead of saying not judgmental, see if you can, instead of saying what you don't want to be in your vision, say what you do want to be. So instead of I won't be sad or I won't be judgmental, that's saying what you don't want to be. I want to know what you are, what you do want to be. So what's the opposite of that? So maybe not judgmental is I am loving and open and kind. Right? So this is a little micro adjustment, because we spend so much time in our lives saying what we don't want, right? I don't want a man that look like this. I don't want somebody who does that. I don't want somebody who does this. I know that I don't want to live here. I know that I don't want to live there. I know that I don't want this job. What do you want? If you don't tell the universe what you do want, how's it going to know how to bring it to you? So that was just a loving, beautiful, Cosmalinda says open. Just a little adjustment for all of us. So here's your power action, okay? Beautiful, Cosmalinda. Thank you. It was said with all with love. And thank you for saying that because it helped everyone. So here's the power action. Every day this week, I'm going to invite you when you wake up in the morning for your first five breaths. I like to keep these power actions simple. First five breaths in the morning to infuse and install that programming. First five breaths, as soon as you can remember, wake up as soon as you're conscious, even if you're half asleep. First five breaths is inhaling. You can use your arms if you want or just be still in the bed with your hands over your heart. Inhaling openness, exhaling, and sending that openness out to everyone who needs it. And this is what the Bible verse really means, do unto others. Because as you send that openness out to everyone who needs it, as you send that confidence out to everyone who needs it, then that energy circulates back at you. This is what Oprah meant by bam, it doesn't matter, the energy is coming back to you. This is what it means, that you get what you are, not what you want. So every morning, I like to keep these actions simple. Install your operating system. Because every day when you wake up, it's going to be tempting and your system's going to want to go back to that old programming. We're not going back to the old programming. And here's the thing, the reason why I say commit and not promise is because you're going to mess up. You're going to forget on a day or two. You're going to fall into the old habits. That's part of the alignment. That's part of pulling us back to center. The key is to just be compassionate with yourself. And when you catch yourself being judgmental, Cosmalinda, when you catch yourself being stressed or not at peace, Anna, when you catch yourself in the other state, you have a practice to install and upgrade the system. Anybody who knows me knows they'll see me. You'll see me walking around and I will just close my eyes and pause and I'm repeating mantras or repeating words in my head to bring myself back to center. So if you catch yourself in a moment in your day when you're off, come to your power action. Five breaths, install the operating system, pause, get still for just a moment, and then act from there. The revolution starts inside. And this is exactly what we need in the world today, is all of us stepping into our power and stepping in fully to a new way of being so that we together can wake up the world. So I love you. I thank you. I honor you. And in closing, our last prayer as we leave, closing blessing, is may you be happy. May you be free. May you always find peace. And may you always remember to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this life. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you, universe, for this moment. Thank you, Spirit, for incarnating me right here at this time, knowing that I am exactly who was meant to be alive in this moment. Thank you for helping me overcome. Thank you for helping me find peace. Thank you to all that is and all that ever will be. Ancestors and all that has gone before us. We say thank you. Ashe, Aho, Salam, Amen, Sat Nam, Om. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to rate it or subscribe. But most importantly, to send this episode to a friend or to someone you love. The only way we're going to see change in this world is by each of us spreading messages of hope into the corners of the world where only you can reach. So send this today to someone who needs it. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. This is Justin Michael Williams, signing out. I love you, and I'll meet you right here in this special place, in our next episode, where we rise together.